From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center, the fabulous producer, on the other side of the glass. He's over in his favorite place, the Eagle Studio. Mr. Matt Cotrillo's over in the newsroom. That might be his favorite place. He's the clacker-in-chief over there on the computer monitoring traffic. He says, so far, so good in area traffic. In the studio with us, and now we have half a dozen guests to talk about an important event that's coming up Monday. It's the Teens Teach Tech event that's coming up at the Degenstein Library, and it's teenagers teaching us grown-ups. What in the heck are they doing and Instagramming and Snapchatting, and do teens still Facebook? Is that still common? Facebook still happening? Not quite as hip. You do a little bit of Facebook out there. Yeah, my daughter said Facebook is so yesterday. So, all right, our
old
guest
people's today, Instagram, they say.
Is yes. that what it
old people's yes. Instagram, yep.
Okay. That is the voice of Kelly Filer, is she? Executive director?
Just director.
Director of the Regional Engagement
Center.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I've got rec glued to my head, but I almost forgot what it was. Regional Engagement Center, which over in Sealance Grove in an old church building there, and they have renovated the building, and they are super, super busy, and a lot of people have seen that. So thanks for coming in, Kelly. Very much appreciated. Rachel Farrow is here. She's from Transitions of PA. She's a K-12 digital certified instructor and a prevention education specialist for Transitions.
Thanks for having me.
No, thank you so much for coming in. Very much appreciated. Stacy Pietsu is here, Director of Community Impact at the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. Natural born educator, if there ever was one. Thank you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And you brought two seventh graders with you who are on the REC Teen Leadership Club. That doesn't mean they're in charge of wrecking anything. They're in charge of the Regional Engagement Center Teen Leadership Club. Aiden Schaefer is here. He's a young man. Welcome aboard, sir.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Do you still use Facebook at all? Am I pretty right that that's kind of old news?
Well, some of the older teens use Facebook, but none of the younger ones.
Maybe it'll kind of come back a little bit, too. And Nikolai Wetzel is here. Nikolai, if you wanted to send a message to your best friend electronically, how would you do it?
Instagram.
Okay. You got to speak up and even move closer to that mic, if you would. Okay.
Be happy about this.
My lovely bride, who's younger than me, does Snapchat, too. And she says, well, you got to look at this stuff while you can, because it disappears after a while. All right. Let's talk about this. Start with Stacy. Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way is involved in the Teens Teach Tech. What is Teens Teach Tech next Monday?
Well, our United Way has a Teen Impact Council that meets bimonthly. It's made up of our teen centers and some of our after-school programs and then some of the workplace development program partners as well. In the winter, we were talking about the need not only for a vaping presentation that already happened in Lewisburg, but for more education on all this technology pervading the world of the teens and trying to help them and support them and help families that are going to have these teens coming home for the summer. So an educational type of event, but also who better to bridge the gap for us than the teens?
It's four parents and four of the community.
The community, school district staff, anyone that's working with teens and really needs to support them. Obviously, there's a cyberbullying element, a youth mental health element. So we're trying to just make sure we have the most information to get them the right guidance.
And Aiden, you kind of helped me put the finger on this, the fact that some teens are using one type of technology, some and others. You know, 10 years, I could say every teen's on Facebook and that would be safe. But I can't say that today, right? I mean, are teens on other programs, you know, different teenagers on different things?
Yeah, because, like, most teenagers will use Instagram or Discord or Snapchat, but I usually just use Instagram or Discord because I have Snapchat, but I don't use it. I just talk to my friends on it.
Okay, well, I live in a cave, and I don't even know what Discord is, so that just tells you what we're talking about. Rachel, you go into schools. This is your stuff, you know, trying to make sure that the community and parents are aware of these things.
Absolutely, yes. With Transitions, I'm one of the education specialists here that go around three counties. We serve Union, Snyder, Northumberland, so I'm in 13 school districts, and you multiply out those numbers, and you can see just how many kiddos I see on a regular basis. And the reality of it is you know, I came up of a certain age. You know, I'm a millennial myself, so I'm not too far removed, but watching even just how what's changed in the past 10 years. The way that technology has just completely pervaded culture and shifted just the way, you know, teens socialize, and it's become, you know, integrated in who they are as people. So one of the things that I really try to specialize in is not just how they're using the tech, but to try to demystify it for moms and dads. And also, the more that they know and the more that we all know as a society, keeps us safe, you know, from cyberbullying, sextortion, digital sextortion, all kinds of, you know, sexting is a thing. That's something that, you know, we're really trying to push, you know, for awareness. So all those different things that it's, you know, just because the cell phone is a very powerful tool. It's not terrifying. The more you know, the better you can handle it.
All right. So to help prepare parents, Nikolai, step up to the mic, if you would, please. Your favorite platform when you're communicating? You use Facebook or Instagram or any?
Instagram.
Okay, so that is your favorite. Okay. And tell me, when you're on Instagram, what are you sending back and forth? What kind of messages, or just words, or always pictures?
Just like messages, whatever I feel like sending, pretty much.
I'm curious if you guys, if you hear a rumor in school, does that fly through school by mouth or by phone?
Probably both.
Both. I see nodding from Aiden. Because that's what I hear mostly at the rec, is people come in and, you know, despite the fact that we have like 70 kids there after school, every one of them just about has a phone in their hands, and they're multitasking like crazy because they're talking, they're playing pool, they're also on their phones, they're listening to music. So they've got all these different things going on. But if we're sitting in my office and we're watching it all, you know, you see them looking down at their phones, but then they're also talking to each other, and it's almost like a three-way, five-way conversation, and I can't follow it.
It's like a ballet.
It's a mental ballet. Exactly what it is, because then like people come running from one room to another to like talk about something that they know they just heard somebody share. Don't you guys see that?
Yeah, it happens all the time, especially with like my group of friends. I have like a bunch of my friends after school, including Nick. We go to the rec center almost on a daily basis, actually, and we just hang out. But if somebody gets a message, they'll go run and tell somebody else, and it just keeps building off from that one message, and it's pretty weird.
Nikolai, describe this ballet, this idea of multitasking. You probably don't even think of it as being multitasking or a ballet or anything, but describe when you're on the phone after school, you're using your phone, you might have music. Tell us, what else are you doing?
We can play games on our phones and like check out what other people are posting and doing.
Okay, and what else? And eating?
If they decide to post it. Yeah. People that take FOMO. Pictures of their food and just post it.
Stacy, what's the attention span of today's teen? About 17 seconds or something?
Yep, I'd have to defer to the teen centers. You know, what we're hearing from them is that there is a lot coming at them, and that, you know, there are times where it's overwhelming, which is why we try and have these adult supports at the teen center. We have funded partner teen centers in Lewisburg, Mifflinburg, Silence Grove, and Milton. And they are an important resource for kids that are looking for a place to go after school and also getting some guidance.
Rachel, knowledge is power for the community?
Absolutely. The more that everybody knows, I mean, I know, especially, you know, coming up of a certain time, this, you know, Gen Z that we're seeing right now is the first generation to really be connected with a cell phone more than ever before. And, you know, when I was in school, we had the internet, but we were able to kind of, you know, sequester it. You were on a desktop, a laptop, you could walk away. And now we see, especially with the cyberbullying angle, you know, not to get super dark or anything, but with that, you know, constant communication is also the inability to kind of remove it. That cell phone, that constant line to not just their friends, but also bullies, you know, that's constantly available 24/7, that line. So think about, you know, the reality of how can we handle the teen mental health aspect, because we see, you know, an increase in depression, anxiety, panic attacks, and even suicidal ideation.
Kelly?
Wow, that, you know, just hearing that puts it together for us, because I think Javier Videla is our youth programming director at the REC. He was our AmeriCorps Vista, and we're going to hire him on. And he just is a wonderful personality. And I think with my social work background, it just worked out well that we're there when the kids are having these issues. And I think if they weren't coming to the rec, they would be going to their homes and sitting home alone and dealing with, oh my gosh, this person just said this. And now, you know, I'm amazed that during that 3 to 6 time period, how many kids come to us and are like, this just happened. So-and-so just said this. And we don't solve every battle, do we? We just like help sort of talk through them. Okay, what are your options? What could you have said? How might you respond to that? You know, can you let that roll off your back, or is it something we need to, you know, take more seriously? And that's, I'm glad that we're there to have those conversations with them.
Teens Teach Tech, Degenstein Community Library in Sunbury, next Monday evening, 6:30 p.m. at the first floor conference room. Aiden, is this something that people should consider going to?
Yes.
Why?
I think it would be helpful for some people to understand different...
Move a little closer to that mic.
I think it would be helpful for people to understand... Yeah, I can't.
Getting tongue-tied. Yeah.
That's fine. Okay, Nikolai, same thing.
Nice and close.
Why should a parent go to this?
To better understand their child's addiction to their phone and... I guess, games and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Fabulous. Callie, make a pitch for folks to go to this. Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, all over this, please.
We just want to share through our teen centers and certainly through Rachel. She's K-12 digital certified, the only one we know of in the 3-county area. So she's an important resource as well. We just want to get the information to parents and certainly the safety element as well for families and school district staff to be aware.
Rachel?
I feel like this is information that isn't, you know, it's not optional. It should be mandatory for anyone living in this 21st century community or dealing with teenagers or even younger children to understand and, create that community sense of information, because these are powerful tools that can be used for great good. But without, you know, the knowledge and information of how they work, they have the ability to, you know, turn very, very dark. And they're not going away anytime soon, especially for teenagers.
I asked Aiden on the way up here. I was like, as a parent, you know, a parent who doesn't understand all of this stuff, do I just say, okay, I trust my kids and let them go, or do I take the time to figure it out and look at the phones and really check it? And he said, yeah, you should check every once in a while. And that's good to hear. And that, you know, I don't know what Meet Me is. That's an app that some kids have. Oh, no, and I'm seeing Rachel shake her head. And I know some of our teens have used that. And I'm like, yikes, I want to be able to say, watch out, human trafficking coming your way, dude. I don't know it all, so I need to learn more.
All right, yeah, my daughter told me if I want to talk to her, she's on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Don't try to catch me anywhere else. Teens Teach Tech, Monday, 6:30 p.m. More details at gsvuw.org. United Way Transitions of Pennsylvania, Shikellamy School District, involved in this. Stacy Pietzus, Director of the Community Impact Division at Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. Rachel Farrow from Transitions. Kelly Filer, Director of the Regional Engagement Center. And Aiden Schaefer and Nikolai Wetzel are on their Teen Leadership Club at the wreck.